I brought messages from you. The major purpose I think I should achieve in this session today is a big initiative by you. I don't know, the Paris Herald Tribune had a lead editorial yesterday about my trip to Moscow, and they said it's an attempt for President Nixon's ingenuity and personal responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
It was. I'd like to set it up today in such a way so that when all these announcements happen, everyone will think this was done out of here rather than. Which indeed is true, Mr. President. Peterson has been hacking away at the trade thing for 6 months. And I'm effective not because I'm smart or a good negotiator, this may be true.
It helps.
It helps. But because it certainly helps. But they know I'm speaking for you. If that fact didn't exist, if I had to deal with the trade minister.
The same truth is true. China. Yeah. Going to Louis C. Joy Meyer. Just think of the relationship we've established there. It's enormously important.
Well, we have really, I thought on this trip. It's almost unbelievable. We are in the position where Cho, Brezhnev, the mortal enemies, trust us more than anybody else, even though we are on good terms with both of them. Pompidou, he, all of them.
Everybody, we have to realize that people who don't like us much are wrong for good reasons.
Right, but even he was practically fighting to get on television. I didn't want to be on, and not because of me, it was President Nixon every third word when he spoke on television.
You know what?
I said it's a
Lenny's just, the only problem Lenny's has had a bigger hire, people think we have been screwed. I don't care when.
$750,000.
I don't care when it's paid, we know that.
But it will be finished paid.
I've told him he's had a slip of the.
I told him that in 75 and 76, they could postpone, and then start again in 77, and it's due to subsequent payments. The reason is that his five-year plan is running out. In 76, he's got to pay off that $500 million ECC credit. And he's in a foreign, in a balance of payments fine. Under our agreement, he could do it unilaterally, but it would create hell. So if you don't mind, I would like to confirm to him. I was sure you'd agree to it. But I thought it'd be best if I brought it back to you and then say on Monday I'll let you know it's going to be tough for the president, but he agrees to it.
Good. But you see, if you can think of any phrases that can be picked up by headline writers, it will make it appear about, well, I'm sorry, I don't think the guy should too much.
No, what I would like to do is to say, what we faced was a series of separate negotiations on maritime, most favored nation.
You want me to call that, see if the barber's called?
No, he's on set.
All right.
That's funny, but,
go ahead. All right.
On maritime, on most favored nations, on land lease, and what the president on trade center, what the president asked me to do is to see whether I could talk on his behalf on a comprehensive basis, tying them all together, that he personally communicated with President the week before I came there, what his approach was. And then in a very long, arduous session, in which I had to go back three times to the President.
Sure.
In fact, I did send several cables back.
Oh, I sent some.
It was an agreement.
Well, I have to say more than three, which I was constant communication.
Right? That's a constant communication.
And by cable, I'd say by
special communication line, a direct line to Washington for me through commercial channels. And I used it last night. They pulled a fast one on MBFR. You see, I drafted their note to us, but then they put a little twist in it. So at 10 o'clock at night, I told them, all right, the communique is off and the message is off. I said, we'll just have no communique. I never have a communique when I leave Peking, so I don't need one. And then I called up Haig on the open line and said, hold the communique. The next morning they came a half hour before I left and came, but one of these days they're going to call my father. But but that's the only
thing. What did you tell Rogers about Paris?
I told Rogers, I didn't think I could get away with telling him nothing. I said they were very eager. And they gave me some pieces of paper. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him one section from their last version, not from yesterday's plan, but from their plan of 4 weeks ago, because that they've already published this week.
Yeah.
And then they made also a very specific proposal to us about International Control Commission. And I figure that's the sort of scrappy thing. If he leaks it,
right,
it doesn't do any great damage.
Right.
I'll give him that section.
You got it. They want you to come back in a week.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, of course, he said that's too early because he said, I'll get you into domestic trouble by raising too many hopes. But he wasn't pushing it hard.
What difference does it make, really? As far as the week is concerned, I was trying to think as to what's in it. Why they want it.
They wanted settlements, the president. What I think is they made a desperate impression on me, Mr. President. Their dilemma is they are desperate to settle, but they are also mortifyingly afraid that after 25 years
they'll
settle for something that kills them. Now, if they wanted to string us along, Mr. President, they would have to say, they would have a maximum time between meetings. If they wanted to string us along, they wouldn't ask for a two-day meeting. In the way I think we should handle the two-day meeting is that we announce a regular meeting in the morning.
Right.
Then that evening, that at the 4 o'clock briefing, Ram says, Kissinger and Lee-Dak-To, with the approval of the president, have extended the meeting by a day. After that, we have a three-week free ride, no matter what happens.
Because they all, you won't agree to disagree at that point.
No.
And they'll have, that's what, the 22nd?
No, I won't go the 22nd. My thinking is that I'll go the 26th and 27th.
That's good. That's good.
They want me on the 22nd.
They well, you can. They can have their meeting. 26th and 27th is better for you. You shouldn't have to go back over there.
Right. So I'll go the 26th and 27th. The trouble is you're going to the west coast on the 26th. And I don't want to have your news blanketed. Maybe I should do it the 25th and 26th.
That's good. It's good to have two, it's good to have the same story focus. Mine is a political program. I want to run it.
Oh, all right. Then we'll do it.
I'm going to be one man with that.
Then we'll do it the 26th and 27th.
It's good. Shows that I'm still working on them.
Good. And then Ron can announce it wherever he is with you.
Try.
That will be a sensation. Then we'll have at least one other meeting. By that time, it's the middle of October. Then let them go public. We'll say they're just trying to swing into McGovern.
I don't think they will.
They won't go public. I tell you, they're desperate. They may not know, but I'm not sure, Mr. President, the issues are so tough that they may not know how to settle it. But when I said to him yesterday, he wanted me to...
You see, well, ask Mr. Sigler what he wants to do about that picture, when he wants to take it.
Maybe September.
Well, Dr. Kissinger wants to get a haircut. You want to get a haircut before the picture?
No.
You don't care about that?
I think I'd rather have it now than I can kind of...
Why don't we tell, ask Mr. Sigler.
When I said to him, they wanted me to stay today, at first I agreed, then when I looked at his papers, I said, there's enough there for me to stay.
Yeah.
He's practically collapsed. They're not going to break up. Out of the question. My problem is to...
Well, Bill has got to realize that these talks going on is only in our interest at this time.
He wasn't strong on that.
Yeah.
He wasn't strong.
What the hell is it? You know, as I said,
they're going to do it at the last possible moment.
Incidentally, I'm
rights.